Good afternoon. My name is Brandy, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Center for American Progress call on the President's speech. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question during that time, simply press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. I would now like to turn the call over to your host, Ms. Anna Solner. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thanks so much, Brandy. Thank you again for joining us this evening. This is the Center for American Progress press call in reaction to the president's speech tonight on Afghanistan. As you all heard, the U.S. is going to commence U.S. troop reductions in that country. And in order to review and assess the president's comments, we have three speakers with us tonight. We have Caroline Wadhams, Lawrence Korb, and Brian Katulis, all senior fellows here at the Center for American Progress. I just want to remind folks that before we get officially started, this call is being recorded. We will have audio available after the call has finished. We have also released a statement. If you have not received that statement, we're happy to send it to you. My phone number is 202-492-2967. That's 202-492-2967. Give me a ring if you need either the statement or to get a hold of one of our experts. Kicking us off tonight is Lawrence Korb. Larry, please take it away.
Okay. Thank you all for joining. I'm going to speak mainly about the number of troops. I think what was significant is the president said he would be down by 33,000 about a year from now, and then said that he would then continue to withdraw troops. So conceivably, by the end of 2012, we could be easily, you know, down to some 50,000 troops, which I think is a step in the right direction to accomplish some of the other goals that he spoke about. The other thing I thought was significant in terms of the troops he mentioned, not only did he have his surge, but that the Europeans joined us. And I think that's important given the fact that we, you know, they have sent some 50,000 troops, and we want them to remain with us as we go, and particularly in light of some of the trashing that the NATO people have been getting lately. So I think that that was also important. And then his final word, I thought, again, building on that, he said, as we go forward, we can't handle all these problems ourselves, and, you know, use the Libya model where we get other nations involved, because we've got to, you know, do nation building here at home. So let me stop there and turn it over to back to Anna.
That's great. Thank you, Larry. Now we're going to turn it over to Caroline Wadhams.
Yeah, I thought that there was actually some good new emphasis on a few things that we've been concerned about at CAP. The first issue was that there seemed to be, he acknowledged that there needed to be, I think more strongly than before, the need for a political settlement that included the Taliban. That was a stronger statement than I've seen. The other thing I thought was interesting was that he put a emphasis on the economic transition, that we've got to move from a war economy to something that's more sustainable. And he clearly said that he stuck to this idea of transition, you know, moving from 2011 to 2014, that we're going to move in the support role. He really reasserted his commitment to that. There's still a lot of outstanding questions, I think. I don't think we expected to see it, but there was very little detail on what transition means still. He had good sort of rhetorical statements on some of the key areas, but there was no detail behind that. So we're still looking at, from 2011 to 2014, largely as a blank slate. And despite this understanding that we need to do more in the economic transition, there's got to be a political settlement. There's got to be most likely a political reform process. There was no detail in the speech on that and how this military strategy aligns with some of those political goals. So that's where I think we need much greater understanding, much greater clarity from the administration. I'll leave it there.
Thanks, Caroline. Brian?
Yeah, just two very brief points. Number one, I think one of the more significant parts of the speech, the phrase, the tide of war is receding, was important. President Obama called an end to the long war and the notion of the long war. He said it's coming to an end. I think we should commend him for that, but we should continue to press him on what that actually means. To me, this is a signal of the fixation with counterinsurgency that we've seen essentially since 2007. We simply cannot afford, nor is it producing the results. The second thing in terms of things we need to hear more about is what is the way forward in Pakistan. President Obama mentioned Pakistan. He talked about working with the current government of Pakistan. The simple fact of the matter is that U.S.-Pakistan bilateral ties are now at a new low. And this, I think, is deeply troubling. Pakistan is a nuclear-armed nation. It's doubled its nuclear arsenal since 2007. And it's where most of the militants that we need to defeat to keep Americans safe are. And I don't think that the president clearly outlined what we're trying to do in Pakistan. And to me, that's where the bigger stakes are, not Afghanistan.
Thank you for those comments. Operator, we're ready for questions.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. Again, it's star followed by the number one to ask a question. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. And your first question comes from Spencer Ackerman with Wired.com.
Thanks very much for doing this, Paul. For anyone, but particularly Caroline, what realistically could a political solution involving the Taliban look like? Are we talking about, realistically speaking, the Taliban getting control over the South, some kind of power-sharing agreement with Karzai? Do we have a good sense of what's even possible yet?
My sense is that we have very little idea what it would actually look like. I think there's a lot of these issues would have to be decided by the Afghans themselves, and whether that would be actual control over certain areas within the South or whether it would be some kind of shakeup of the system so that you have basic where you have more local authority, but there's still sort of local government bodies tied into the central government that have Taliban included within those positions, which would be, I think, slightly different. But I don't think anybody knows. I mean, what I think is clear is that most likely in some kind of negotiation process, there's going to have to be a change in the system, because if it continues to be President Karzai appointing more than 1,000 positions countrywide, it's just not going to be, I think, it's not going to be politically inclusive enough. And people aren't going to feel bought into that system. But people, I don't think anybody knows is the bottom line.
And did it trouble you that we don't really seem to have a connection between the military strategy and that political peace talk route?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's been one of the fundamental problems with this is I don't know how this military strategy advances a political outcome. I mean, they basically believe that we are pummeling the Taliban to bring them to the negotiating table. But as many have raised, you know, we could be actually wiping out those people, those mid-level people, and fragmenting this insurgency so that we can no longer negotiate with them. So I think it's very questionable. And also, I mean, what you would think would incentivize people to join the system and not join the insurgency would be if there was, I think, a reform process that dealt with some of the grievances, and none of that's happening. So we're doing the pummeling, we're trying to extend this very corrupt, predatory government, and we're not dealing with any of the drivers of the insurgency.
Brian or Larry, did you have any comments on that?
No, I think Carolyn hit it all.
Yeah, she nailed it.
Okay. Operator, can we have another question, please?
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. Again, it's star one to ask a question. And there are no questions at this time.
Okay. Thank you, Brandy. Brian, Larry, Caroline, do you have any closing comments?
Yeah, this is Larry. I'd like to make one, and I think it's an important thing. Part of the reason that some elements of the Taliban are not keen on negotiating with us or the Afghan government is they don't think we're leaving. I think the fact that the president made a significant number tonight and left himself open to do even more by the end of 2012 does send a signal that we're not, as Karzai called us, occupiers, and, you know, that we're not the second coming of the British and the French, the British and the Russians. And, you know, and the president said we got to work on our problems at home. I think that sends the right signal to those in the Taliban who are interested, you know, in becoming part of the political process in Afghanistan.
Great. Brian, Caroline?
Oh, that's good.
Great.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would just say that I think the president moved, I think he moved the strategy more in the right direction. I mean, I think he, you know, a month ago we were hearing that there could be, you know, as little as 2,000 coming out. And I think that there was, you know, this was, you know, while we think that it could be more aggressive in terms of the drawdown, there it was, I think, bigger than people had feared. And there is this is really beginning, I think, a drawdown in a serious way. And let's just hope that he can provide more detail on what that transition looks like.
Thanks so much for that, Caroline. Again, if you have any follow-up questions for our speakers or need a copy of the statement that the Center for American Progress put out this evening, my phone number is 202-492-2967. That's 202-492-2967. Thanks again for joining us this evening, and thank you to our speakers for joining the call. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
This concludes today's teleconference. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.